The name of my message this morning is Every Knock is a Boost. The Lord used two men to be the primary influences for my ministry. One was Dr. Lewis Goldberg of blessed memory, who was the head of the Jewish Studies program when I attended Moody Bible Institute. The other was Moish Rosen, the founder of Jews for Jesus, also of blessed memory. Moish was a very special man. He was wise. He was an activist for the proclamation of the gospel, the message about the Messiah. Moish became the most famous Messianic Jew in the 20th century. God used Moish to put Jews for Jesus, Messianic Jews, Messianic Judaism, on the map. Moish was very controversial. Moish's daughter Ruth wrote a biography about her father. The title of Ruth's book, Called to Controversy. That's a great title for a book about Moish's life. Moish was quite controversial. Myself and all of us who are part of Shema, Jews for Jesus, Messianic Jews, Messianic Judaism, experienced some controversy last week when I prayed when the vice president was in town. I expected some controversy to result, but not to the extent that it did. The controversy became national and even international, and most of the comments in the media and in social media were negative, critical, insulting. Messianic Jews, Jews for Jesus, we are fake Jews. I am a fake rabbi. One man wrote that not only am I a fake rabbi, because Jews shouldn't believe in Jesus, but since the Union of Messianic Jewish Congregations ordained me and then removed my ordination, I'm not just a fake rabbi, but I'm a fake rabbi. I'm a inauthentic fake rabbi. I'm a doubly fake rabbi. I chuckled when I first read that, and when I think about it, I still chuckle. My brother-in-law told a friend of mine that right now, I am the most famous fake rabbi in the world. Don't worry, by the way, about me not being a legitimate rabbi. A person could be ordained by more than one ordaining body, and the truth is that I was ordained years before my ordination with the UMJC. And in Michigan, and I think some other states, if a person is recognized by his faith community as being the leader of that faith community, then the state recognizes his spiritual leadership. And so he is, in fact, in the eyes of the state, ordained. So, do you recognize me as your legitimate spiritual leader? Thank you. Then I am Rabbi Lauren. Okay, so controversy is to be expected. It is not to be feared. It is not to be shied away from. One of the sayings that Moish frequently used was, every knock is a boost. What that means is that attacks, knocks, they hurt, but they can also help. God uses knocks. God uses controversy to advance the kingdom of God. God uses controversy to advance the gospel. Yeshua himself was very controversial, even when he was a young child. When King Herod found out from the visiting Magi that the king of the Jews had been born in nearby Bethlehem, he was so threatened by Yeshua's existence that he killed all the male children who lived in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under. Yeshua caused a controversy when he cast out demons from the two demon-possessed men on the east side of the Kinneret, the Lake of the Galilee. The demons went into a herd of pigs who ran into the lake and drowned. When news reached the town, the whole town went out to meet Yeshua and pleaded with him to leave their region. That's controversy. But that enabled the whole town to hear about the young rabbi from the other side of the lake, who was able to cast out demons. Every knock is a boost. Yeshua caused a controversy when some men brought to him a paralyzed man lying on a mat. When Yeshua saw their faith, he said to the man, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." At this, some of the Torah teachers said to themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming," because they knew that only God can forgive sins, and therefore Yeshua was claiming to be God. Then Yeshua healed the man, demonstrating that he did, in fact, have the authority to forgive sin, that he was, in fact, God in human form. Truth about Yeshua was advanced because of controversy. Yeshua cast out a demon from a man who could not speak, and immediately the man spoke. The crowd was amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "It's by the prince of demons that he drives out demons." Now, that's controversy. But this blasphemous criticism from respected leaders did not cause Yeshua to back down. And even more focus was placed on Yeshua as a result. God uses controversy to advance the good news. Yeshua went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick some heads of grain and eat them. That was controversial because the Pharisees believed that was harvesting and therefore a kind of work, and therefore the disciples were doing what was unlawful on the Sabbath. They were breaking the Sabbath. Yeshua explained to them that human need is more important than the Sabbath, and that he was more important than the temple and the Sabbath. Wow, that is a bold, controversial response. But it advanced the gospel, the truth about Yeshua. Yeshua went into their synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to bring charges against Yeshua, they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" After teaching them that it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And when he stretched it out, it was completely restored. That was so controversial that the Pharisees went out and plotted how they might kill the young rabbi. But it also caused people to think more about Yeshua. Yeshua caused another controversy when they brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute. And Yeshua healed him so that he could both talk and see. All the people were astonished and said, "Could this be the son of David, the Messiah?" But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, "It is only by Baal-zebul, the lord of the flies, the prince of demons, Satan, that this fellow drives out demons." Yeshua is getting his power from the demons. Now that's controversy. And again, their blasphemous insult did not cause Yeshua to dial things down, to tone things down, to shy away from controversy. And it brought more attention to Yeshua. Every knock is a boost. Yeshua caused another controversy when he healed the man by the pool of Bethesda, who had been an invalid for 38 years. Yeshua said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." And at once the man was healed. He picked up his mat and walked. But the day on which this took place was a Sabbath. And so the Jewish leaders were angry. And they said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." When they found out that Yeshua was the one who had made him well, and that Yeshua was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jewish leaders began to persecute him. But that did not intimidate our courageous young rabbi. In his defense, Yeshua said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day," I think referring to the Sabbath, "and I too am working. For this reason," this very controversial claim about himself, "they tried all the more to kill him. For in their opinion, not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God." That bold, controversial statement advanced the truth about Yeshua to these people. Every knock is a boost. The day after he fed the 5,000 from a few loaves of bread and some fish, the crowd followed Yeshua to the other side of the Kinneret, the Lake of the Galilee, wanting him to give them more bread. Yeshua redirected them to himself. He declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me." This powerful and true statement about himself caused even more controversy. The Jewish leaders who were there began to grumble about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is this not Yeshua, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I came down from heaven'?" But Yeshua did not back down. He doubled down. He responded to their criticism with more truth about himself. "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Oh, they did not like that either. The gospel, the good news about Yeshua himself, was being advanced by controversy. Then those leaders began to argue sharply among themselves. "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jewish people don't eat human flesh. Yeshua gave them more truth about himself. He said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. Powerful, yet controversial statements. God uses controversy to advance the truth, to advance the kingdom of God, to advance the gospel. On the last day of Sukkot, the holiday of booths or tabernacles, when the water pouring ceremony was at its height and the nation was praying for water, Yeshua stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. This caused a tremendous controversy. On hearing his word, some of the people said, "Surely this man is the prophet," referring to the great prophet mentioned in the Torah and Deuteronomy. Others said, "He is the Messiah." Still others asked, "How can the Messiah come from Galilee? Does not Scripture say that the Messiah will come from David's descendants and from Bethlehem, the town where David lived?" Thus the people were divided because of Yeshua. Again, the gospel, the good news about Yeshua, was being advanced through controversy. Yeshua caused yet another controversy, which amplified the truth about himself when he said to some Jewish leaders, "Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad. You are not yet 50 years old," they said to him, "and you have seen Abraham?" "Very truly, I tell you," Yeshua answered, "before Abraham was born, I am." Claiming to be God, the great I am, which is exactly who he is. Talk about a controversial statement. Yeshua healed a man who was born blind and who had been a beggar. He was brought to the Pharisees, who examined him extensively. He told the Pharisees that Yeshua was the one who healed him. This was controversial because, again, the healing took place on the Sabbath. Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath." But others asked, "How can a sinner perform such signs?" So the Pharisees were divided. This controversy caused some of the Pharisees to rethink their thoughts about Yeshua, to think more deeply about him and have a more positive view of him. One Hanukkah, the holiday of dedication, Yeshua was in Jerusalem at the temple. The Jewish leaders who were there gathered around him saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Yeshua answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name," referring to his miracles, "they testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Not just one in purpose, one in nature. Yeshua is claiming to be divine, deity, God in human form. Wow, talk about some controversial statements. But again, this controversy caused more truth about Yeshua to be proclaimed. Every knock is a boost. The week before he died, Yeshua entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. The young rabbi from Nazareth exercised authority over God's temple, even though it was under the authority of the priests. Although these actions were highly controversial and angered the leaders of the temple, it was right for Yeshua to do them, and in doing them, reveal truth about himself, that the temple was his Father's house, and Yeshua had the right to cleanse it. God uses controversy to advance the kingdom of God. After Yeshua was arrested and on trial before the chief priests and the entire Sanhedrin, Israel's ruling body, the high priest said to Yeshua, "I charge you under oath by the living God, tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God." "You have said so," Yeshua replied. "But I say to all of you, from now on you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." Wow. What controversial yet true statements which advanced more truth about Yeshua to the leadership of the chosen people. Yeshua caused another controversy which communicated truth about Yeshua to the Roman governor. When he appeared before Pontius Pilate for another trial, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Yeshua replied, "You have said so." And of course, he is the king of the Jews. And believing in the king of the Jews is the most Jewish thing any Jewish person can do. Yeshua caused controversy when, after being crucified and buried, he rose from the dead. Every knock is a boost. Being crucified was quite a knock. But being resurrected was an even greater boost. And 2,000 years later, having changed the course of human history with millions of followers and being the most famous Jewish man who ever lived, Yeshua is still causing controversy. In fact, I think he is the most controversial person in all of history. God uses controversy. Being involved in controversy can be unpleasant, sometimes very unpleasant. Therefore, most people do not like being involved in controversy. They avoid it. They steer away from it. But the Lord Yeshua taught us that instead of being afraid of controversy, instead of avoiding controversy, we are to rejoice in it. Listen to these words from Luke chapter 6, the words of the Son of God. "Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, when they insult you, when they reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their ancestors treated the prophets." And then Yeshua taught the same truth, but from the opposite perspective. "Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets." So which one is you? You haven't created any controversy among your friends, among your family, people at work, people at school. Everyone likes you. Everyone speaks well of you. You're popular. If that's you, you are like the false prophets. Or you have spoken up. You have caused controversy. You are hated. You are excluded. You are insulted. You are rejected. If that's you, then you are like the true prophets, and a great reward awaits you. Which one are you? The nation of Israel has caused controversy throughout our long history. And the nation of Israel is still causing controversy. The prophets caused controversy. Messiah Yeshua caused controversy and still does. The apostles caused controversy. Paul caused controversy, which I hope to look at next week. God uses controversy to advance the gospel. God uses controversy to advance the kingdom of God. God uses controversy to strengthen his people and to make them more confident and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. Most of the comments in the media and social media last week were negative, critical, insulting. But not all. Because of this controversy, Myra Adams, who writes for Real Clear Politics, was able to write an article in which she announced that she is a Messianic Jew. And she was able to give her testimony in the article and give reasons for her faith, including a link in the article to the Messianic prophecies. When was the last time you saw something like that in a publication like Real Clear Politics? After the service last week, Larry came up and let me know that members of his family heard about the situation, and they wanted to know if that horrible rabbi on TV was his rabbi. This enabled Larry to have more conversations about the faith with members of his family than he was able to have before. Did any of you have a similar experience because of your relationship to Shema? All right, a few of you. I did. Most Christians today, most Messianic Jews today, don't want to be controversial. So they don't share their faith the way they should. They don't proclaim the good news, the message about the Messiah, the way they should. I want us here at Congregation Shema Yisrael to be different. Be confident. Be courageous. Be controversial. Remember, every knock is a boost. Let's pray. Lord our God, help us really understand that every knock is a boost, that although attacks hurt, they can also help, that you use controversy to advance the kingdom of God, to advance the gospel. Help us not to compromise in order to avoid controversy, but embrace controversy, even rejoice in controversy. Help us to be bold, confident, courageous, and controversial for Yeshua. Amen.